Hello, and welcome to Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of words. Words have the power to build up and to destroy, to create and to tear down. And every single day, we have this fantastic opportunity to wake up to a reality. Sometimes the reality is fantastic. Sometimes it's not as fantastic as we would like it to be. I just want to share with you really briefly about why I focused on words and the power of words today. And the reason I did is because of my personal journey with having children. In this episode, you'll get to meet my children. And it was not an easy thing to get pregnant. I went through a bout with infertility, and that bout lasted 5 years. Throughout those 5 years, I felt dejected, rejected, and confused. I didn't know why it wasn't happening for me. And throughout that time, I heard a lot. I went to specialists, I went to doctors, I had surgeries, I had treatments, I had acupuncture, I had fertility treatments, I had in vitro. I had most treatments that were available at the time. All through that time frame, here I am, the positive motivator and exhorter, the person who was always encouraging and lifting up. And at the same time, I'm living through my own personal struggle, and my reality doesn't look exactly like I have confessed it to be for the last 38 years at the time. All of the practices that I'm sharing with you are practices that I actually did and that I still do today. I wrote down my I am statements. My children now have I am statements, which you'll hear shortly. And I felt discouraged, I guess is how I can say it best. I always refer to words as seeds. I am planting my dreams. I am planting seeds. And I expect that they are being planted into fertile ground. So my optimal expectation is that they will grow and that they will be prosperous. But all I'm getting back is weeds in my mind. And that's why mindset and the power of words, they all kind of intertwine and they go together. And I never stopped using those positive words. But sometimes I didn't see the results. Not sometimes, but I will say for 5 years, I didn't see the results. But I kept on being positive. I kept on focusing on the end goal. And I called those things that be not as though they were. I constantly said, I'm a mother. At one point, I didn't know how I was going to be a mother. If I was going to adopt a kid, find a kid, I had no clue. But I knew I was going to be a mother. And of course, it didn't happen the way that I wanted. And in this story, there are a lot of elements that came into play, one of which was my wonderful husband. And here you are living the story. And you're living the story, and the story is not positive. So what happens if it does not turn out the way you have been confessing, the way you have seen it, the way you have desired it? What then? I had to come to that conclusion myself because after 5 years, I decided that the stress was too much on my body and that I was going to stop trying to get pregnant. I came to a point where I was able to find peace in my current situation. I concluded that I would be a mother if it had to be a mother to a friend or however the word mother had to evolve for me to encompass that duty, I was open to it. And when I became open to it, and when I was able to open my heart to what God had for me, I got pregnant. I had planted those seeds many, many moons ago. And sometimes things don't turn out that way for everyone. For me, I was blessed. It did. But if it doesn't turn out exactly the way you picture it, or within the exact box that you had in your brain, when you become open and you change your mindset, you have those positive words, you create an atmosphere that is fertile, that is ready and able, where things can grow, flourish, and develop, and you can choke out any negative weeds that happen, then things will happen positively for you. I am not only a firm believer, I am a testament to the positive things that have happened. And I'm going to share with you some of the I am statements and the positive statements that we use in our household. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to my beautiful children to come up and share with you a little bit of one of the statements that we use. So what am I saying to you today? I'm saying this: create an atmosphere of positivity, where you are constantly mindful of the words you speak, of how you are speaking about yourself, your situation, and your future. So yourself, your situation, and your future. Be mindful of your words. Help yourself by writing down the positive words. Help yourself by saying them over and over again. Help yourself, because guess what? Sometimes we don't even believe the words we're saying when we begin to say them. But help yourself, forgive yourself, and move on in the reality of your new self, even if it has not manifested itself the way you want it to yet. So I just wanted to give you all an example of how we all start off each morning. When we get in our car, we start off with a morning affirmation, and these are our I am statements. And I have Zoe, say hi.
Hi.
And I have Marcus, say hello.
Hello.
And they're going to just show you a little bit of how we actually do it every single day. I've written this out for them, but they know it all by heart. I am.
Good.
I am.
Kind.
I am.
Loving.
I am.
Successful.
I am.
Blessed.
I am.
Grateful.
I am.
Strong.
I am.
Confident.
I am.
Beautiful.
I say these statements with them as a positive affirmation, just to sow positive seeds into their lives every single day, every single morning. So that when we go forward, we are always focused on the positive as opposed to the negative. Now that I have shared with you a little bit about the positive affirmation that we do every single day, what do you say about yourself every day? What seeds are you planting into yourself? Remember, you are fertile ground. We are constantly planting those seeds because those seeds germinate, they take root, and they become part of our thoughts. And when they become our thoughts become things. And that is what we're doing. We are actively working to manifest positive things coming into our lives at all times. What are you doing with your words today? I would encourage you that as this day gets going, that you would take a moment, jot down who you are, what you're going to be, what it is that you aspire to accomplish, and that you say those things every single day. Post them on your mirror, post them in your car. I say them, of course, with my children every single day. We talked about our characteristics. That statement that you heard was just the beginning. We continue on with statements about ourselves and who we are and who we aspire to be. You can do the same thing. We have already begun the dialogue about what my children want to do in the future, who they want to be, how they want to develop and flourish. And I always have that one in the car where Zoe says, or Marcus says, Mama, words have power. Don't say that. So they also keep me on track so that I am always mindful of the words I speak. Thank you so much for joining Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. And remember to make today and every day a fantastic one. See you next time.